Shoni b'mai, like where did he make the mistake? So Rashi says it goes back to the first part of the Mishnah that he did a k'mai so'ilo l'shem chatis. The case where he's bringing the chatis saif, but instead of doing a ma'isa of the chatis, he did a ma'isa of an oilo. Even though he did l'shem chatis, still it's possible. So the question is, what did he do? What was his ma'isa oilo that he did? Tishoni b'mai. Elaim, if you want to tell me the case should be Tishoni b'mlikom, that he made a mistake by the malika. In other words, shehivdul, that he's thinking now a chatis saif. The chatis saif, the din is only to cut one simon. He went and made the malika on both simonim. He made a havdolo. Is that shot? That's why it's too low. Gemara says, if so, name a let's say like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that our Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Because he holds, even though you make havdolo by chatis saif, still it's kosher. So Gemara says, the Yomar Shomati Shemavina Mechata Soif, because he Reblezer Reb Shimon holds that you are allowed to make Avdolo to cut both Simonim Vishasta Malikas of Mechata Soif. So Solachura, it's not like Reblezer Reb Shimon. So Gemara says, so what? V'lo Yekimno Deloik Reblezer Reb Shimon, didn't we already say before, in the parak before we already said that the Tan of our Mishnah here holds not like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that our Tana holds, if you make a difference, if you make Avdolo by Chatas Saif, or if you do not make the Avdolo by Ula Saif, it's Psula. So you already said already one time, it's not like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. So the Chura, what's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, maybe it's not the Pshat over here. I'll tell you the Shani Pazor. Maybe the Pshat now Mishnah is. That says, could be our Mishnah even goes like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, maybe. And here, what he made a mistake was Bazor. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shleihizo, he did not like spritz the dam from the neck onto the wall, but rather he only made a mitzui. He only like squeezed the neck of the oif onto the wall of the mizbeach. That's an avoido by an oilas oif, and not by a chatas oif. So maybe that's the shino that he made. Not that he made a shino by the malika, but he made a shino by the hazoyas adam, that instead of making the hazoyas adam, spritzing a little bit far away to spritz the dam on the mizbeach, he took the chatas oif and squeezed it against the sides of the mizbeach. The Gemara says, "Hochi nami mistavus." It's wrong like this. That's pshat over here. He goes, "Me diktani sefer." Since it says in the sefer of our Mishnah here, "Or sula malo kemaisa kulam sula." Now, but this chatas oif, if you did the avoidus lemalo on the top part of the chutas tikrio, the chatas is sula, and the afilu kemaisa chatas the same chatas. Even though he did the right type of a malika, and he had the right kavono, still, since he did it lemalo, it's psula. So now, what did he do wrong? By this chatas soif, what did he do lemalo that he's supposed to do lemato? The shani b'mai, what did he make a difference here? And then, if you want to tell me, the shani b'maliko, that the difference, the mistake he made, was in the maliko. Ah, your Amma Ma, we said before, maliko v'chol mokim l'mzeach shera. Imud ameba l'chatchilo. He's supposed to make the malika on the bottom part of the chutas tikro, but even if you make it lamalo, still it's kshera. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the Sefer cannot be talking about that the malika was done lamalo. El olav, isn't the Sefer talking about tishoni bihazor, that he made a mistake in the hazor yisadam, that instead of putting it on the bottom part of the chutas tikro, where chatas oif belongs, he put it on the top part of the chutas tikro, and therefore it's psula. So now, umi the Sefer bazor, since the Sefer that our Mishnah is talking about, the Hazor, that's what he made a mistake with. The Chura Reishinami, Hazor, that he made a difference by the Chata Seif. He did a mice of an other Seif, means the Hazor, that he did not sprinkle the dam, but he only squeezed the dam. So Moses says, no, it's no proof. Midi Iri is one, both talking about the exact same case. It could be Hokadis of Hokadis, that wouldn't be a proof. It could be the Reish is talking about the problem was in the Malika. And the Sefer is talking about that the problem was with the Mitzri, about the Mitzri Adam. There's no proof. And the Mishnah says the case of Oila Soif. That if you wrote Oila Soif and you did a Maisa, Chata Soif, it's also Psula. So Gemara says, the Shoni B'mai, here where you bring in the Oila Soif and you made a Shinui, that you made a Maisa Chatas, it says it's Psula. So where do you make the mistake? Even if you want to tell me the Shoni B'mliko, then instead of cutting the two Simonim, the way you're supposed to make the Avdolo by the Oila, instead you only cut one simen, like a Chatis, Midik Tani Saif, let's see, since the next Mishnah says, Kulon, all these cases in the first Mishnah, Ein Mitamna Meveis Abluya, Ishno, even though the Malik is Tsulam, but if he eats the Yoif, it's not Mitamyu. In other words, the Malik, even though it's not Mata, the Kodshim Tidit, but our call upon him, the Malika, is Mata, the Tumas Nevela. The Tumas Nevela goes off it, that even though you eat it now, it's not Mitamyu Veis Abluya. And also, Moilam Ben, Ishno, there's an Esamila. Like this, we say, after the Zerika, by Yechatis Soif, since there's a Hetet to eat it, there's no more Mila. But here, since you now eat this Chatis, therefore still Moilam Boy. So, Lechura Neima, let's say, the like of Yeshua, then that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. And the Rabbi Yeshua, because if it goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, Omar, he says, hey Moilam, that no, you're not Moilam, that if you made the wrong type of a Malika by the Oil HaSoif, so there's no Mila. And now Mishnah says there is Mila. Yeah, like we'll see later in the next Mishnah, Yeshua says in this case we have a Oil HaSoif, and you go and bring it, you make some Malika Lamata, and you make some Malika on the Oil HaSoif of the Chate Soif, instead of making Avdolah, you only make a Malika of one Simin, so he holds that your Moshech, you change over this Oil HaSoif into a Chate Soif. And therefore the law is that you're allowed to eat the basar, and therefore there's no Mila. So Pshat now Mishnah was, but you took this Oil HaSoif, and you changed over in the Malika, so what did the next Mishnah say that in this case? There's still Mila, the course sound like a Yeshua. Because we'll soon see, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no more Mila. That since this Chatas, this Oil HaSoif, changed over to become into a Chatas Soif, and by Chatas Soif, after the Malika, after the Zrika, that if they had to eat the basar, there's no more milu on the bosa. So the Chur sounds like the Yeshua. So Gemara says that Echnami, the Yella b'mitzui, that the Mishnah is talking about mitzui, that you took this Oil HaSoif, and instead of making a mitzui hadam on it, you made a zoyet hadam. That was the shino that you made. But since the Malika you made on both simonim, it's still called Oil HaSoif, and therefore you're still Moilam Boy, because you did not change it over to make it into a Chat HaSoif. It's Oil HaSoif, just you made the wrong type of a mitzvah hadam, therefore it's tsula, but the ma'isa is still over in Nisimila. So that's pshat in the Mishnah, and that comes even according to Yeshua. So Mor says, if so, aim a sefer. What does the sefer say? Oy la soif, shesu lamata, ke ma'isa chatis l'shem chatis. So Reb Lezer, why no moilim boy? Reb Lezer says, yes, it's still over in Nisimila. But you took this oy la soif, and you made the malika lamata, you made all the avoidus, like a Chatas Soif. So as a whole, it did not change over to become into a Chatas. It still remains an Oila, and therefore Moilam Boy. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says no, ain't Moilam Boy. Yeshua says no, there's no Issa Mila. And why not? Because we'll still see the stories. Because since you changed and made the Malika of a Malika as a Chatas, you changed this Oila, this Oif, into a Chatas. And therefore, I have to teed it, and therefore there's no Mila. So now, the Sefer, what are we talking about? Tishani b'mai, this machleik was like, where's Rabbi Yeshua say that this life has etter achila? Ilema b'mitzvah, he only made a difference in the mitzvah, but not in the malika. It says not true. Because I'm a dumb Rabbi Yeshua. When does Rabbi Yeshua say this halacha? That does Oil HaSoif changes over and becomes into a Chatas Soif. Only the Tishani b'malika. Only where you made the malika of the Chatas on it. Where you only made a malika on one simen. There he says you change over this Oil HaSoif into a Chatas Soif. But the mitzvah miyama, but the Yeshua does not say this, like we'll see later in the Gemara, by mitzvah. If you made the malika of an oil on it, and then you make a hazoya sadam like a chatis, you did not change it over. It still remains a mila, it still remains an oil, there'll still be mila. The el of a malika, so it comes up to the Seif is talking about, where you mishana this oil seif, and you made the wrong malika. You made a malika of a chatis seif on it. So what it comes out now is, ratio of a seif of a malika. The beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah is talking about where the Shinuyim were, you made the wrong type of the Malikas. Or Mitzios of the Mitzri, and the Mitzios, the middle part, where you made this Oil HaSoif, where you Mishana with the Duda Maisa of Chatis, you want to tell me there comes an even contra Yeshua and it's talking about the Mitzri. Skirts of Vista Madna. Someone says, no, in, yes, that's the Pshat here. I tell you, it could be talking about that ratio of the Seif of the Malika. The ratio of the Mishnah, and the end, the next part of the Mishnah, is talking about that the Shina was the Malika.
that he made the wrong type of the mliko on the oila or on the chatis. Umitziyosa, but this middle part that says by the oila soif, where he was mishane, how could be here the shinu was the mitzui, that he made the wrong type of aizor. Instead of squashing the oif against the kiram mizbeach, he made hazor with it. And that's a psul on the oila soif. Tzenech naimi, such a psul, even according to Yeshua, it still remains an oila soif, just that it's psula. Tzenech naimi, there'll still be an isimila. Since there's no heta to eat it, it still has the yisik dushu on it right now, and therefore be moilim bo. Tzenech naimi, our Mishnah could come out according to Rabbi Yeshua. And now the Mishnah goes to explain the chulon einon mitamas beis abluya. Like we said, all these cases in the first Mishnah, even though the chatisoif or the oiler soif is sula, even though you're mishana both in the Malika, you're mishana in the azois, still the Malika helps that it takes off the tumas nevela, and therefore even though you eat it, the beis abluya that usually the nevela soif is mitama you when you swallow it. But here, even though you swallow it, the beis abluya, when you swallow it, still it is not metamiyu, because the malik at least helped to take off the tumas nevela. Umayelam behen, in all these cases also, is still a nisamila. It's still called kachim. There's still, if you have hanor, what is a shavapruta, you'd be chayav to bring a korbanosh asham milas. Like any time you'd be nena minahegdish. Chutz excluding meichat esoif sheaso lamato. Kumaisa chatas l'shem chatas, excluding the case that you brought a chatas soif the right way. If you brought it the right way, since it's not the mitzvah soi, the locher is as hutru l'kahanam b'achilo, the kahanam allowed to eat the meat of this soif, and therefore if the zan has enough from it, he's not over in his temila, he's not chai v'korben mila. But if the chatas is psula, that it's not, doesn't have a het l'kahanam, and the chanami, then if you have enough from it, then there'll still be the Yisra Mila. Now the Mishnah says, Oy lasa oif, shaso lamato. What's going to be if you have a korban oy lasa oif, that you bring it lamato, the wrong place, shaloi kedinoi, and you bring it kemai sechatis, because the malika you only make one simin, you are not mavdalit. L'shem chatis, also you have kavonis, shividom l'shem chatis. So really l'chatchila you are makdish this oif, to have a kedushas oila soif on it, but the ma'aseh b'shas you bring it, you're doing all the avoidus l'shem, and the same way you bring a chata soif. So what's the lock of this soif? So Rabbi Eliezer Weimer Moilim Boy, you know there's still nisamilam, since you're makdashit loilam, there's no heta for kahanim over here, therefore still has a lock of an nisamilam. However, Rabbi Yeshua Weimer Yeshua says no, ain't Moilim Boy. This is his chiddush that there's no nisamilam. But like we said, the svar was according to Yeshua, that since you mishaner it, the shmo and the maisim, you did everything l'shaim and l'shmo l'shaim achatisayif. Therefore, there's no isemila. We're going to learn the Mishnah before, because he holds that changes over and becomes into achatisayif. That to be a heter now for the kanim teeth from the basa. Therefore, there's no isemila. Omer Rabbi Lezer, let's just like this. Ma rim chatis, shem oilim bo lishmo, ma dech chatis. That if you bring it lishmo, there's no isimila on it, ma rim chatis, shem oilim bo lishmo. That since there's a heta for the kanim tidit, there's no isimila. Kishe shine shmo, moilim bo, we make a shinu hashem, by the chatis says that makes a psul, therefore the kanim cannot eat it. Therefore, the still nisamila, it's moilim bo. If so, oila, this oila soif, she moilim bo lishmo. Even if you bring it lishmo the right way, still there's no heta to eat from the oila soif, and therefore there's still nisamila, it's also to have enough from it. Kishishina shmo. So now that you change the shame, that you bring the avoidus lishame, achatis, or you do the mice of achatis, ain't no din, isn't it a swaro, she yimalu bo? That avata, there should still be the yisamila. It's also to have a no from it. It's oila soif. We'll have to bring a korban asham ilois. And the Mishnah says back, oh malo Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says back like this: lo yimamata v'chatis sheshina shmo l'shem oila. You know why over there? If you have this chatis soif that you made the malikas l'shem oila soif, that there is psula and there is nisamila. Shekein shina shmo. L'dovish yesh b'milo, because you made a shinui, you mishana the chatis, you had a mind to do with the shame oila, and an oila has a nis milah on it. Therefore, this chal nis milah upon this oila chatis oif. But tayama, but you want to tell me the same thing, it doesn't make sense, but tayama, you want to say, boila, then it can't be started out with the oila soif. Sheshina shmo, the shame chatis, that you had in mind that to do with the shame chatis. Shekein shina shmo, the dove shame ba milah. That here you mishana the shame to a dove that has no wisdomila. By a chatis soif, there's no wisdomila. So there's no proof. So could be, if you have this oila soif, and you make them legal a shame, a chatis soif, that's the Bishuah Svara, that there's no Wissimila. On this still, Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Eliezer, let us says back, Vahare, Kodshe Kadosh.